Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. It is a Tuesday edition of the conversation, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Wow. Bryan Cranston, I love you, buddy. I love you because he's telling people that don't support Trump where to put it. It's just amazing. Finally, someone speaking out on our side. There is a double amputee Marine vet who is not letting that stop him, and he's doing 31 marathons in 31 days. That's cool, because I didn't know there was that many marathons that went on, so go him. I guess I'm not a marathoner, so I don't know about all that stuff. I'm sure there's Comic-Cons that going all the time, you know, so, or whatever. Pardon me. I guess there's 31 marathons going on in 31 days, and he's going to do them all. Attorney for Donald J. Trump, a former attorney, Paul Manafort, speaks to reporters following a not guilty plea. I mean, they're trying to bring people into Donald Trump's world that haven't been a part of his campaign for how long? Like a long, long time. I want to get into that. Also, Tony Podesta, the brother of Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, John Podesta. He resigned today from his lobbying firm, which is falling apart anyways. Want to get into that and so much more. The Oklahoma Thunder basketball team coming from Minnesota to Chicago. And if you see the nose of the plane, from what we know, they don't know what happened. There's just all the players took multiple photos and went to Instagram and Twitter with them. So pretty scary. Also, Darren Parcher, he is a minister and slammed the decision of religious leaders to take down the plaque from a church that George Washington attended, because we know we got to eliminate all history. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. 48:17 Isaiah. This is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along paths you should follow. Think about that as you're going through your evening or whenever you're listening to the conversation, folks. And thank you so much for tuning in. I got my most beautiful producer, my wife, by my side. And, you know, we got great news, but bad news at the same time, if you can understand that, because, like, the MRI that she was having came back negative. There's no muscle tear, no surgery needed, no nothing. But then when you're given a laundry list of things, okay, you need to ice your foot, you need to sit there and do this medication, you need to wear this brace or do this, and you do everything they tell you, and you're not getting relief, but the MRI is not showing. I mean, in a way, I kind of wish, well, the MRI would have said, okay, yeah, if we just do this or this, bang, it's fixed. But when we've done everything they tell you to do, and they're kind of like, well, nothing I can do for you. I've done basically everything I can do. You're on your own. Good luck. Just kind of hard. You know, but at least there's no surgery involved. But then we're kind of like at a catch-22. We're not getting relief from what we're doing, but that's all anyone has told us we can do. So I'm going to have to try to research and see if I can see if there's anything else we can try. So if anyone has ever had tendonitis, look me up, PM me, and let me know. Because I guess I have a myopathy, and many people that continuing listeners of the conversation know that. It's like a catch 22 with the pain meds. Okay, you take a pain med. Yeah, I feel great. I can do. And then you go and do. And then you have an issue. So you, the next day you wake up and you're sore. So you need a pain med to get going. Then you take a pain med and then you feel great. And you do way more. And then you have soreness and stuff and doing all this. Because like with the myopathy I have, it doesn't correct what I don't do. So like the pain meds don't stop. It doesn't correct my body. So excuse me, I got a dry throat, but sort of like taking, like, let's say you ate peppers and you had heartburn, and the heartburn damages your stomach. Let's just hypothetically say, well, this sort of like breaking a leg and taking a pain med, well, and then running on it. Well, your leg's still broken. You may not feel anything because of the pain med, but you're damaging your foot by running on it. Same kind of thing, you know, my body doesn't damage it, but it doesn't correct what I do, so all it's doing is just masking the pain, and it's a never-ending cycle, and you can't really, it's frustrating. So I kind of know what you're going through. I mean, but everyone's different at the same time, because with my pain level, there might be people that say, you call that what you're dealing with is painful? Wow. And then other people would probably be like, how do you even get out of bed, you know? But, you know, we all get by. We all survive. But I want to get into this because we were talking about this at work, this opioid epidemic. Because now they're going to spend, we're going to get $400 trillion because we're going to stop this opioid epidemic. We're going to stop it. Okay, all you're going to do is make it harder for me to get my medication if I need it, if I want to go back on my pain meds. All you're going to do is make it harder for me to get my meds. Oh, it's going to be. So I'm going to have to go on into the street and get it. And pay 25 times as much. Because that's the problem. It's not going to solve anything. You want to solve the opioid epidemic? Legalize cannabis. The opioid epidemic is going down in Colorado. Yeah, when I was talking to one of my friends today, she goes, you do like a radio? Yeah, it's like kind of like a radio show on the internet and da-da-da and all. So she goes, huh, what do you talk about and this and that? And found out today she's a huge medical cannabis supporter, huge like hemp supporter. She goes, when you talk about 1 pound of hemp producing more ethanol than 1 pound of, if you take pound for pound, hemp versus any other substance on this planet, you get more ethanol out of hemp. You don't have to bark down my tree. I know this. I fight for it. I'm like, really, Raggy? I just got that like, you know, really, Raggy? I'm just like, cool. You learn something new about people every day. I'm just, she didn't know I did this show, and I didn't know she was a huge cannabis supporter. So, hey, win-win. But, I mean, they have shown, and they have made billions in Colorado off it. The only problem they do have is they can't use any type of banking, so they got tons of cash. You know, that will eventually, I think, get worked out, but wow. Just kind of cool, you know. I said, you know, I talk a lot about European football. And I will get into some Champions League action today, folks. I'll talk about that. But I want to get into this because finally we got people that make sense. Because there's a buddy of mine, Brandon Cunningham. We get into discussions. And you know, the Breaking Bad actor Bryan Cranston is basically like, if you don't support Trump, you know, go bleep yourself if you want him to fail, if you want Trump to fail. Well, there's no one wants Trump to fail and all this. I'm like, before he was even sworn in, there were people like, okay, you know what? He's impeached. We're going to impeach him. I guarantee you. Okay. I've got $100 million if you can find some way to impeach Trump. Okay. Not to mention, I got $4 billion that I'm going to spend to try to find a parking ticket unpaid, a birthday party as a kid. He didn't go. I don't care. Whatever we can find, we're going to get him impeached. We're going to impeach him because I'm going to impeach because we got to get Hillary Clinton in the White House. And the only way we can get Hillary Clinton in the White House, we got to impeach him. We're going to do it. We're going to impeach Trump. We don't care. I don't care what he's done. We're going to impeach him. If he swears, if he puts his left hand on the Bible instead of his right hand or whatever, we're going to find he's impeached. If he wears the wrong tie, we're going to impeach him. I don't care. If his shoes, if he steps wrong, I don't care. We're going to find a way. You know, there are people that want him to fail. I'm like, because you've heard me on the conversation say, if he's going to be so, if Trump's so bad, why not let him do everything he wants to do? And then when the country tanks, say, hey, we told you so. We let you do what you wanted. Sort of like in European football, we're going to give you in the transfer window the players you want. And if you don't win, hey, we gave you who you wanted. You still lost. We still didn't even get in the top 10. We're 12th in the Premier League. Come on. And we gave you all the players you wanted. We gave you... Nah, you're fired. That European thing was kind of fictitious in terms of a team, but just as an example, folks. But, and I said, here's the problem. I would say 90% is the number that, okay, you take a person on the left, there's a 90% chance they will not like Trump no matter what. And there's someone on the left, that 90% of the left, no matter what Trump does, they're never going to support him no matter what he does. And there's 90% of the right that are going to support Trump no matter what. And that's the problem we have. We don't have, so there's only about 10% of this nation that is someone that says, you know what? If Obama does something good, I'm going to say, yeah, he did this right. He did this good. He got Osama bin Laden. Congratulations. Or they're going to be objective. And if Trump does something that is good for this country, they're going to praise him. If they do something that they disagree with, they're going to disagree with him. But you have 90% of the left that's going to hate Trump no matter what he does, no matter how great this country is. He could eliminate the deficit, and they're going to still not praise him. And you're going to have people on the right, that 90%, that are going to praise Trump no matter what he does. No matter how good or bad he does, they're going to support everything he does, like everything he does, think he's Jesus Christ and everything else. And I said, most people in this world want, like true people that are smart, want kind of the same thing when it comes to this nation. You know, except for these young kids that just think everything should be free and handed to them. You know, people want to eliminate the deficit. They want to cut government spending. There's a lot of my friends, even on the left, that say, hey, I want, you know, we need to have a change of the guard. You know, we need to have term limits for politicians just like we do for presidents. They need to be changed frequent and often like diapers for the same reason. And when I talk sense, they're like, oh, wow, this guy knows what he's talking. He makes sense. And that, you know, sometimes we get into it, but we understand that, you know, that if I was collapsing, they would be there in a heartbeat to help me. They'd be calling 911 just like it would be for them. But it's nice to see someone that says, hey, you know, we couldn't bash. Lord help us if we would have talked the way some of these people are in Hollywood are about Trump, if they would have done that to Obama. Lord help you. See, but we're better than that. We disagreed with Obama, but we didn't bash him. I joked one time, like, I'm moving to Canada. Ha ha. Jokingly, not seriously. It's just sad that you get all these people that, like, can't deal with. I'm gonna call November 4th is National Laugh Your Ass Off Day. And what it's gonna be is when all these liberals come out with their diapers on and they start crying and whining, I'm just gonna sit back and laugh my ass off. I mean, I guess it's kind of like saying, okay, if you think this country is going so bad, why don't you try to do something and fix it yourself and, you know, do something. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's like Paul Manafort and the stuff that they're accusing him of, all this stuff in collusion with Russia and all this. That was 2 years before the presidency even took, even before he was running for president. And anything he has to deal with is between him and Russia and the Ukraine. Trump has nothing to do with it. But people don't care. All these liberals on the left, well, the left isn't trying to make this country better. They're not trying to help out America. Let's just see how we can smear Trump, because we got to sit there and take him down. We got to take Trump down. Instead of spending our time and effort helping make America and to help the fellow American, we got to spend billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. We got to find something. He's done something illegal. We're going to find it. What do you mean? What do you mean you can't find anything? I don't understand. My parents would probably beat the ever-loving tar out of my ass if I said, on November 4th, I'm going to go and scream and cry and carry on and whine. My dad be like, no, you're going to get in your damn car. You're going to make sure it's got properly filled air in the tires, you got gas in the tank, you got oil in the engine, and you're going to get your ass to work. I'm going to call your employer, and you better be there. You ain't sick. It's like that one, YouTube video, whatever, the lady goes, I'm going to commit suicide, I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to do it, I swear to God, I can't, Trump's president. I'm like, okay, you should have put your address so we could send you bullets. I would have been the first one. Here, I'll show you. Here, I'll show you how to use the gun, okay? Point it like this, pull the trigger. And just keep clicking in case. I didn't sit there and go, oh my God, I've been Bill Clinton's president. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to commit suicide. I can't go to college. What am I going to do? Bill Clinton's president. No. I said, okay, we're a democracy. You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. Now, I've tried to figure out where this is, and I'm assuming this is in the UK, because it has from the BBC and it has from the, what else? From the Daily Mail, which is a British news organization. And it is a lady, Maximus James Corbin Gardner, was 4 years old when he died from severe epilepsy, which I wish he could have cannabis, it probably could have helped him prolong his life. He died, and what they did is, I guess they had this star-shaped stone, $4,500 tombstone made, and they didn't have him buried where the kids are buried, because she wanted him buried next to the rest of the family members, and I guess one of the stonemasons never got true permission and approval of the stone and put it up, and since some people complained and said it didn't match the rest of the stones and the headstones and all this stuff, they had it taken down without the family's knowledge or permission or even told. They took the tombstone down, and I guess it's going through all kinds of stuff, going back and forth, and how dare they do this, and I see the family side of it, but if the stonemasons that built it did not have permission to put up the stone and didn't get approval, because like if you get a tombstone, you have to get usually the cemetery saying this is what we're looking at doing, and they can say yes or no. And if it was in the kids section, they'd have no problem with it, because that's his tombstone is shaped like a lot of kids' tombstones. You know, some are heart shaped or stars and all this, but it's crazy. And I guess I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere in the article, anywhere I could find where this is, because every state's different. Some states you don't have to have. If you have a stonemason and if you buy a plot, you can put a stone up there. They may have regulations on size. They have regulations,
yep.
So they had to get everything approved.
Yep.
Yeah, some do. But it's one of those things that every place is different, and since it's got the Daily Mail and the BBC, I'm assuming this is out of England where this is happening, so I don't know what their laws are. Every state is technically different. Some states, you have to get a stonemason to get approval. You have to get it approved and everything, and if it's not approved and all this... Yeah, but like the... Yeah, but by state too. Like some states, you have to get that, even if it's violating a law, you have to notify, hey, Melissa, your parents' gravestone is violating this law. We have to take it down. We are giving you the proper notification. And then you can say, what do you mean? You know, so it's one of those things that it's very interesting because, I mean, it's a sad story, but I mean, I wish then, I mean, that is, I don't know, I'd be furious. But at the same time, if it was me, I would have been like, okay, I guess if my 4-year-old died, I wouldn't think about, okay, do I have to get approval, da da da. You would think, I would guess you would have to have, I would assume a stonemason would know all the procedures that go along with a tombstone and all this, but now this makes you wonder, because a crematorium sends grievers, a Utah family, the wrong remains. And I guess now, I guess if you're cremated, they want to have DNA testing on the remains to, I thought it would be burnt enough to where, I thought when you cremated, it was all ashes. I thought it went to like 10,000 degrees and burned it all. Oh, I see. I've never been a mortuary person, so I don't know. I'm taking my producer's word for it, but I guess they want to have DNA testing paid for by the cemetery to prove it's their dad. I'm like, when you think about it, like with a dog, how do you honestly know that that's your dog being cremated that they give you back? There's a guy that actually said, when I was reading comments and talking to people, he goes, well, I actually have a special name tag that I don't want removed that will not burn when it's cremated to make sure it's there to prove it's my dog. So, interesting. You know, because then you never think about stuff like that, but hey, you know. It's some people would probably think they stole a bunch of men and get a group rate. But it's one of those things. That's why I've even thought about it'd be the hardest thing in the world to do, but write down things I want to have in case, because you never know. I mean, every day is a gift you've been given. Make the most every time, every minute you're in it, and write down, hey, this is, because what if I don't make it tomorrow? That way my wife knows the things I would want to have done. I hope to God I'm here for 50 more years, but I'm just saying, you never know. I've buried so many people that are my age or younger. Interesting to see what some people have done to ensure that they get the remains of their loved one back. I mean, that's interesting to know, because I thought that they cremated you to powder. There was nothing left, like to chocolate milk mix. I didn't realize that some of you still remain. But I read this, my wife, my producer sent me this, but I heard about this, that I guess I was reading on this on a couple websites, that there's evidence that I guess when they were testing nuclear stuff, I guess they had tunnels dug, and I guess they collapsed, and tons of people were injured and damaged and all this, and because I kind of feel like with North Korea, that it's like, haha, we're this big superpower, and I think they may have, I honestly really think that they may have like one or two missiles that they've launched, and they showcase these missiles more than once, because it seems like a lot of times, for like every one time they have a success, it looks like they have all these things that go wrong and have problems with, and I guess there's like over 200 that are reported dead and severely injured and all this. So I think North Korea is going to find, I honestly believe that a lot of this, that they're going to have issues trying to, you know, I think Trump's kind of like, okay, show it, go ahead. You're the superpower, go ahead, take us out. Let's go. Do what you do. And you're seeing what's happening. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think it's one of these things that's going to be huge. I think you're going to have those people. Trump doesn't want to go to war. You know, these people are like, it's another Republican, another war type thing. He don't want to go to war. And I think he's just like, I'm just going to sit back and let North Korea screw it up themselves. So, I've got us ready in case they do fire, but you know, I don't think it's gonna happen. I think they're just trying to. If you ever saw the movie, what is that? The Rock. And then The Rock. You know, like when they really were not planning on actually going through with it, and they were just trying to get them to hand over money, and then they were gonna, okay, we'll stop. And it's kind of like, I think Trump is calling North Korea's bluff, like, okay, yeah, you're testing missiles and you're doing stuff, but you really do not have, because if you do anything, if you launch a missile, there are so many countries that are against you, you're going to have like 20 countries attacking you. And the U.S. would just be like, we'll be there for support, but I think you guys can handle it. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. It's just under 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you tuning in wherever you are around the world. And I don't know if you live overseas or whatever, but they had these, they're idiots now in the U.S. up to a thing called knockout. And what they do is they take and they go up behind people and they knock them out. And you know, kids are bored these days. So what do? When we were bored, we play a game. We didn't sit there, okay, let's see if I can take the old man and knock him out. And I think these people need to learn from that case in New York where these where this kid did knockout, and the guy really didn't get knocked out enough, and he took his gun and shot him. And that's how, when he went to the hospital to get patched up and worked on for his lethal bullet wound, that's when they found out that, hey, he's the guy that was doing the knockout stuff. And that's what I told him. I said, if they did that knockout with me, they'd have to knock me unconscious, because if they didn't, my gun would be coming out from behind my back and I'd be shooting at the head. I don't have the money. I can't afford. I gotta go for the I'd go for the kneecaps. Whichever, you know. If I'm feeling lucky, I'll go for the kneecaps. But you wanna play knockout? I guess I don't understand. You know, we never. I want to get into this because this really caught my eye. Because I work, you know, I try to explain to them, okay, yeah, well, you know, this doesn't have dairy, this doesn't contain garlic and all this stuff. And I say, you need to tell them, okay, as a server, you need to say, yes, well, yes, this, we do our very best. Because I even brought this up in a meeting one time. I said, you know what? I said, you go to a restaurant and look at the menu. Do you know what it tells you? Tells you this. We're not a gluten-free. We don't guarantee ourselves a contaminant-free anything. We don't guarantee we can eliminate any allergen. If you have an allergy to anything, you can eat here. We'll be mighty proud to serve you, but you're eating at your own risk. We can't guarantee the elimination of anything, you know, and that's the society we live in, because, you know, well, you said it was gluten-free, and I got sick, all right. But anyways, a woman sues Sophia's and claims a lipstick sample gave her herpes. First of all, if there's a lipstick sample that anyone can use, so I could try the lipstick and then put it back and then another person could use the same lipstick. And
that's a common thing.
That's gross. Because she got herpes and she's suing the company because she's claiming she got herpes from the lipstick sample. But then, I mean, it'd be kind of like having deodorant samples and you take the deodorant and put it under your armpit and does it work? Okay. Then let me try this kind, you know? I mean, it's just something that if you're going to have a sample, they should be like little individual ones that like a single serve, that you go like this with your finger and you wipe off and then you're given a whole that only you use.
Well, when you do a lipstick, you're supposed to rub your finger and then do that. Some people don't.
I guess it's why they say, warning, peanut butter contains peanuts.
Yep.
Because people are morons. The society is having more and more people born on the planet on, and their name is Moore. They're a moron. Not to say that I have brain dumps, folks. We all do. Don't get me wrong. There are times where, what was I thinking? But some things, you know. Something, so. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but I guess there's a huge cry on the, I guess the left now wants to ban cars and trucks and everything because of the latest incident that happened in New York City. There was a guy that rammed people with a vehicle and plowed into pedestrians near the World Trade Center area, and like 9 are injured plus, and there's like 9 dead and all this, and the left doesn't know what to do in an incident like this because they don't have a narrative, because they can't blame a gun. What's scary is all these, we're having a lot of terrorist incidents in this country that do not involve a gun, that involve, you know, someone being run over or a bomb, and they can't use their narrative. Well, we got to ban guns. You know, these people are nice people. We need to be nice to Muslims. They'll be nice to us. You know, these Islamic extremists are so nice. You know, if we just, you know, take bacon and eliminate it from this country, and if we just live under their Sharia law, you know, they'll, okay. It's just crazy. It is. But that's how this world works. There's no society. They have no agenda. I mean, the left really doesn't know what to do because they can't talk about the raising stock markets. They can't talk about terrorist incidents when there's really no gun that they can try to blame, because none of that fits their narrative. They, all this information about Hillary Clinton and how she was using the DNC to come up with this fake dossier trying to blame Trump. I mean, I guess in a way it's kind of fun to see the political scene fall apart, you know, like the politicians coming apart and Hollywood falling apart and Rosie O'Donnell and all of them coming out and, you know, and crying and whining and I'm never going to get another job in Hollywood as long as Trump's president because I can't work, I can't think, I can't do anything. And it's like someone hit a self-destruct button on Hollywood, and it's just great to see these overpaid crybabies fight and argue at each other. It's a far cry from them having parties donating billions to Obama. Not that I would ever not believe this. Not, I mean, I guess I like European football. But besides European football, I'm a huge baseball fan. I love Tigers. And even if they weren't doing this, I would still think it's awesome. But the World Series trounced. They had huge ratings, way, way, way bigger ratings than Sunday Night Football. They, and granted, it is a World Series, but even if they weren't kneeling down, I think it's not, I mean, it is America's pastime because it's an old sport and it really hasn't changed much. But it had a 12.8 overnight ratings versus the 9.2 for the Lions over the Steelers, that the Steelers and Lions. But it just did just. But the to me, baseball is so exciting. It's still a huge, huge sport, and it is awesome to see. And I think it would happen anyways. You know, but with this people kneeling, people are just fed up with it. You know, the NHL even came out and said, hey, you know, we're not a political arena. If you got a problem, take it elsewhere. You know. And it's nice. It's nice to see the NHL coming out and saying, hey, you know, people, I mean, that's the thing. If I want to watch SportsCenter. I want to watch SportsCenter. Yeah, it's called SportsCenter, not Political Center. Not shove your leftist view down my throat. I don't care if you vote for Obama or Trump or whoever. I'm watching you to know about the NBA, about the NHL, about the NFL, or college basketball or football. That's why I watch, you know, I watch MTV for music. Well, they don't. I watched MTV for music videos back in the day. You know, just like I would watch ESPN for sports. If I want to see political stuff, I'll turn on Fox News or NBC or CNN or whatever viewpoint you want. InfoWars, The Blaze, you know. you know, and this is how bad it's getting, because former Trump campaigner, foreign policy advisor, George Papadopoulos, pleaded guilty this month to making false statements to the FBI, and all he ever did was, like, the timeline was not correct. The timeline was not 100% like you said, and it doesn't change. I mean, because a lot of this stuff that you're trying to get Trump on and all these things and all this crap that's going on happened before he was even president or running for president. It's just crazy. But that's how this world works, you know. Now if you try to watch a sports thing, it's very, very political. That's why if I watch any sports thing to find out what's going on, I'll watch Colin Cowherd. Because they keep it real, you know. If they call it what it is. And they keep their opinions short and to the point. Okay. I might have supported what you're kneeling for or whatever, but not during the national anthem. I'm done. Bye. See ya. You know. Okay. Then they move on. And speaking of sports, the NBA, this is crazy. I don't know if you heard about this, but a fight carrying the OKC Thunder hit something mid-air, resulting in a huge dent in the front of the plane. It's crazy. It would affect the aerodynamics a little bit, but not enough to where they would have to emergency land or anything. But, I mean, a bunch of the players took a photo of the front of the plane and put it on Twitter and Instagram and all that, and it's just crazy. They were coming from Minnesota to Chicago, and bang. And they haven't really, I tried to find earlier when I was on break, I couldn't find anything to see if they had identified, if pilots had sent anything, or if I'm sure the FAA is investigating what hit it and why. And so, it's just one of those things that, interesting, because I've been on a plane before when lightning hit the wing, and whew, yeah, that's interesting. I've had a couple scares where I've gone from like a high altitude to like the plane just like almost like someone just let it go and it went down like 100 feet and then caught again. And of course I'm praying, and my old boss is like, okay. Well, say something for me. I'm like, you can do it. You can pray. That just weirded me out going from like, shh. But when you see the photo of that plane, it's like, wow. You know, I mean, if that would have, whatever hit that, I don't know how big, how much pressure it would take. Like if a bird could have done that, I don't know. I'm pretty sure they'll have a FAA investigation maybe by Thursday that they'll be able to, you know, a pilot will come out and say what happened or something. So I'll see if on Colin Cowherd, if they mention it or something, I'll get back with you. But wow, just, ooh. There are people that posted pictures of Big Bird, the only one that could have caused a thing like that. But got about 14 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. But, you know, I don't care where you live. You need to know about your history. You need to know about where you're from and what's going on and what you've done. And a church that had George Washington attend, they have taken, and they're taking and removing plaques and stuff of him. And it's sad because you have Sir Darren Parcher slammed the decision of leaders at a church that George Washington attended to remove plaques honoring the first president, because he was a nation builder. You know, people look at, oh, well, he started all the slavery stuff, and, you know, if it wasn't for these whites that came here, we wouldn't have all these millions of Native Americans killed and raped of their land, and all these blacks wouldn't have been slaves, and And I say to them, this is America. That happened. If you don't like what happened, you can leave and go back to where you're from. That's what we need to do. If you're against all these historical monuments and having them taken down, the government should get a DNA test, find out what nationalities you are, and whatever is the highest, that's where you need to go back to. And you can go live there. If you're so offended by things that happened so long ago that we cannot change. George Washington was a nation builder. That's what these people were. They didn't have a government to give them everything. Okay, you needed a house, you had to build a house. What we need to do is take a bunch of these, these whiny Democrat people, and we need to throw them out in the wilderness and to where they're, okay, good luck. You have to survive. Give them a week. If they do, they do. You know, like that. I almost didn't survive. You know, having there's so many people just everything just handed to me. Oh, I can't wait. We got Obamacare, so everything's gonna be free. Cause I've had people like, well, okay, what if my wife needs surgery? Well, you got insurance, right? Okay, well, let me see here. Okay, it's a $20,000 surgery. The insurance is going to cover about $20 of it. She's going to have to be at work for about 2 months. There's no income coming in. Oh, but you got insurance. Don't worry. That's what's wrong with this world. You know, back when George Washington was there, okay, they didn't have, they had to make. Okay, they had to test stuff. Okay, well, 9 times out of 10, back in the day, you died from the operation, okay? I got a bullet in my leg, you know, it's infected. Well, we're going to cut the leg off we're going to cut this leg off that's infected. Hopefully the infection doesn't spread in order to save you. Okay, I want to take one of these kids, lie them on the table, give them a piece of wood, stick in your mouth. Okay, I'm going to take a saw, a handsaw, and just start cutting your leg. That's what they would have done. They didn't have, okay, here you go, get it. And if you're lucky, here's 5 shots of whiskey. Maybe if you get drunk, you may not feel as much. They didn't knock you out. They didn't have that technology. 9 times out of 10, the operation would have killed you more than the infection. Oh, but we gotta throw away all this history. I mean, you know, because George Washington was an evil, greedy, white Irish man. He was evil and greedy. He just wanted they came here to slaughter Native Americans and then enslave black people. No, they came here to try to find the faster route to the West Indies to get black pepper. Because they thought back in those days that, hey, let's encrust the meat with black pepper, and if it doesn't smell bad, guess what? It's safe to eat. Even though it's probably rotten and horrible and gross. As long as you don't have the smell or taste, let's encrust the steak with as much pepper as we can. Because if the smell's gone and the taste's like something, stick your finger down your throat and make you throw up, and then we're going to flavor that stuff. And as long as it tastes good, you're going to eat it. You know? Now we know that, okay, if the meat's rancid and bad and putting black pepper on it isn't going to make it safer to eat. But hey, we know that now, but hey, back then there was a time when black pepper was like a currency that was so valuable and so sought after because, hey, if you can alter the taste of the meat, it makes it safer to eat. But now we know better. Because we know about history. Imagine if we tried to erase that from our history. That's why you need to know this stuff. But most kids don't care. No, they don't, folks. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks, and I'm just waiting for the left to put a petition out there for the so they can try to ban cars and trucks and all that, because, you know, in New York said to say it wasn't a gun that did the damage. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected. With the Champions League, folks, I'm going to get into the action as Manchester United beat Benfica 2-0 with Daley Blind getting a goal off of a penalty. And M. Silvar got a own goal for his, for, it was crazy because, and it's one of those things that happens. I mean, when you have an own goal, it's not always like, oops. You know, sometimes you try to block and how it is. Atletico Madrid was 1-1 with FK Korabag, who has CSKA Moscow 2-1 over Basel. He has Bayern Munich over Celtic 2-1. And I thought Bayern Munich would have won by a bigger margin. But Celtic, that game, I saw some of the highlights. And I felt like the last, like, 3 minutes of the game, it was, they gave him a run for the money. Paris Saint-Germain, of course, 5-0 over RSC Archulette. Roma 3-0 over Chelsea. I don't know what's going on, but Chelsea this year is like tanking big time. I mean, even in the Champions League, they're not doing anything. Sporting Lisbon tied 1-1 with Juventus. We have 12 points, and we are in Group A. So we will have to see how it plays out. But there's a we're basically going to be moving on to the elimination round and get out of the group stage. So it's going to be interesting to see how these next couple days go, because we actually, this is going to be a telltale game. It's Manchester United on Sunday plays Chelsea, because there's been talk, is Jose Mourinho unhappy? Is he not happy? What's going on? And is he not happy? You know, is he frustrated? Is there issues? So it's one of those things that I don't know if he's unhappy. I think he's where he wants to be. I know he didn't get the players he wanted, but he's just being who he is, doing what he does. And, I mean, he's always that type of manager. It's like, well, you guys won 2-0. You know, of course we won 2-0. Like, you know, tell me something I don't know. You know, like, he's always been that, like, you just watched his interviews, even if you weren't a fan of his, just because you wonder what he's going to say. He's the Howard Stern of interviews, because you never know what the heck he's going to say, and half the times it's pretty funny. So, you know, I think we have to deal with the fact that I think Manchester City is probably the team to beat this year. They're undefeated. And I don't think they're going to have a problem Sunday beating Arsenal, but you never know. I just wonder, I mean, is there going to be a game where they're just going to say, hey, we're really good, and they just let down their guard? And a team like Arsenal and Aston Villa comes in there and says, hey, we got to do something, man. This team is this is Man City. We're going to get our butts beat if we don't, you know. We got to do a 5-3-2 setup. And we got to go balls to the walls because this is a team that's going to kick our butts. So we'll have to wait and see because I still think it's right now it's Chelsea's tanking and it's Man City's title to lose. They are deemed unbeatable and it's in my opinion it's their title to lose. So we will have to wait and see. What happens, but right now I think Chelsea is done. I mean, they might get into the top five if they turn and everything going on. It ain't happening for them. So I honestly think the Premier League is going to be one that you're going to have to look at a team and someone's gonna like wins. Man City streak in a break. When is someone going to come in and take him and say, okay, hey, we're gonna take him to school? I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you just got about 60 seconds left. And just remember, no matter where you are, wherever you're listening, you can always do something to affect change in someone's life. So, you know, just keep going and keep doing and together, we won't go away, and we'll just be a force to be reckoned with in terms of being there for people. And I just hope that we see something happen to Man City that we can somewhat have a change with, because right now, they are the team to beat, and I don't see them getting beat. So, until something majorly happens, I think they have the greatest chance to win the title. And with the firm covenants, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.